Hello there. Here we go again with another podcast. I think this is number 7. All right. Cal Banyan here, author, writer, and hypnotherapist, developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. Thank you for coming by today. It's so nice to be able to talk with you. I'm so excited about today's topic. 2 things you can do over the next few months to make your hypnotherapy practice more fun, profitable, and fulfilling. Hey, while you're here, for more information about hypnosis, scripts, books, CDs, video programs, and hypnosis sessions, visit some of our other websites. For example, www.calbanyan.com. That's my blog. Some of you are listening to this right now on my blog because that's kind of the home base for all of my podcasts. And then the other websites are www.hypnosiscenter.com for more information about classes. And we've got lots of other information on there too, including some articles on hypnosis and scripts and that kind of stuff. And then finally, one of our new mega sites, which is the www.banyanhypnosismall.com for all kinds of hypnosis information, products, training materials, and many, many contributions by the leaders in the field of hypnosis. Okay, now we've got that out of the way. Let's talk about our topic. Once again, our topic is 2 things you can do over the next few months to make your hypnotherapy practice more fun, profitable, and fulfilling. Number 1, the content of this podcast is a small part of the larger talk that I'll be giving at the NGH convention entitled How to Go Full-Time in Hypnosis, Application of the Banyan Star Model for Building a Highly Profitable Practice. You can also find another briefer version of the talk on our website, hypnosiscenter.com, which on that article, I briefly go over all the 5 points of the STAR model. The other 2 training programs I'll be presenting at the convention are Inside Secrets for Successful Age Regression, Time-Tested Techniques that Get to the Cause of the Problem and Bring About Permanent Change, and the other one is the Week of Power Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification Program with 5-Path and the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis Program. That's the biggie. It's going to be 3 or 4 days before the convention, 3 or 4 days after the convention. It's the same great course we give at our center, The Works. I hope to see some of you there if you really want to get certified in 5-Path and 7-Path. All right. The 2 things that you can do right now to build your practice, to make it more fun, make it more profitable, make it more satisfying are, number 1, start creating hypnosis-related products, and number 2, start offering hypnosis classes. It can start off very, very simple. Let me go over each one of these in a little bit more detail. Number 1, let's start with products. Start with products. Why? It's easy to start with products. In fact, if you wanted to, you could get a product going today. I remember when I first started with products, all I did was I sat down with a cassette recorder, costs about $20, and a microphone costs about another $20. By the way, if you do any kind of recording with a cassette deck or a CD recorder, you want to use a separate microphone, separate from the cassette recorder or the CD recorder, because then you won't pick up the noise of the motor that's running inside the recorder. So you can, here's a secret to recording. Even a $20 or $30 microphone can sound great so long as it's separate from the actual machine that's doing the recording and you set the microphone just a few inches away from your mouth. Right now, I'm using a microphone that is clipped onto my tie. It's about 4 or 5 inches from my mouth. And since it's on my tie, I'm not speaking directly into the microphone. It's slightly off axis, and that helps to keep my P's and T's from popping too loud. So it's a very simple little setup, and then it goes right into a mixing console, and then through a nice software program that our guy Chris will edit and mix the sound together. But you can do it in a much simpler way. I start off, like I said, with just a cassette deck and a CD, I mean, and a microphone. Now, you could do that. You could start off with a cassette recorder. Maybe you've got it in your closet or your desk drawer. Go to Radio Shack, pick up a $20 microphone. Make sure it's the kind that will fit into your recorder. Oh, you got to make sure your recorder is a recorder and not just a player. All you got to do is look on the thing that should have a button that says record, and then it should also have a little jack on the side that says microphone. Okay, then you just hit record and with your finger on the little record button there, and then record the program you want to record. Then, if you want to, you could take that to a friend who's got a computer, and he can copy that cassette right into his computer. Or if you're a computer person, you can do even better and just skip the cassette recorder completely. Just most computers nowadays, if you've got one that's, you know, not more than 3 or 4 years old, it's probably got a microphone jack right in the side of the computer and the back of the computer. And you can just record right into the computer. Now, if you use a computer, you're going to have a software program. And there is an incredibly good software program out there that you can get for free. It's not a trial offer. I believe this is one of those computer programs that you can download. Go to download.com and just type in Audacity. And you will get you download that, and you've got a very nice computer program that will allow you to record, you know, a recording like I'm making right now directly into your computer. If you make a mistake, like I do from time to time, if I make a mistake, you guys don't hear my mistakes, or at least not the big ones, because I'll just say, oh, Chris, edit that out. I'm going to start that sentence again, or I'm going to start that paragraph again. It's very easy. You just highlight that part of the talk and hit delete, and then you've removed the bad part. When I was doing it with a cassette recorder, oh, it was so stressful. I had no editing software, and I just had to talk and make the very best of it if I've made some mistakes. By the way, we still sell those early cassette recordings. And what we did is we took those cassette recordings, recorded them into the computer, and then edited them and put a little music with them. And we still use them today. You can go to our websites and listen to some of our older recordings. They're about 10 years old. Free to Sleep is one. It's a hypnosis session, which was originally on cassette, and now it's on CD. Another one is Free to Stop Smoking. Another one is Free to Sleep at Night. Another one is Free to Relax. And so we just created a series, and side A of the cassette was my pre-talk, and side B was the actual program. Now, on the CD, it would be track one and track two. Okay, so you could get started today. If you can conduct a hypnosis session, you can make such CDs for distribution or for your clients. If you can conduct a hypnosis session, even just by reading scripts, you can do these. You just sit down, hit the record button on your computer or your cassette recorder or any kind of recorder that you have, and then give your pre-talk. And then move on to your session. You have induction, deepening, and then read your script for the suggestions you want to give. Give a nice, then emerging process, and then some kind of post-hypnosis talk where you tell them a little bit about what you did. All right, so it's pretty easy to get started with products. Good topics for hypnosis are, gosh, there's just tons and tons of them. They could be for reinforcement of the work you've done with your clients, or they could be CDs intended for use on their own. For For example, if you do stop smoking, you could make CDs that are optional. You say, hey, by the way, we have this optional CD. It's only $20. A lot of our clients like to have it to reinforce in case they have one of those days where they're thinking maybe they want to smoke. They can just lay down on the couch and listen to this, and it reinforces everything we do. That'd be like a reinforcement CD. Another kind of CD is one that is intended to work all on its own, and it can be listed in your website. You can sell it to your clients for use for individuals that can't come in and see you for live sessions. Remember that when you do these programs, that you want to do two parts, just like I said before. The pre-talk, which once recorded, can be used on all your other CDs. There's no sense of constantly re-recording your pre-talk. Now remember, a pre-talk is the information you give your clients to help them understand what they're about to go through and to benefit from it in a maximal kind of way. Mainly, we want to remove fears and misconceptions people have about hypnosis. So just put your standard pre-talk, record it once, and then use it for track one of all of your CDs that you do. Okay? Now, when you record a CD, you want your content to be original. I remember an individual came to me, wanted to put her CDs on our website. She wanted to market them through the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. And of course, I check out the quality of the products that go on the mall, and I listen to it, and she was just reading scripts from my script book, you see? And I said, you know, you can't do that. That's all copyrighted material. Let me tell you a little bit about copyright. Now, I'm not a copyright lawyer by any means. I have a general understanding, and I'm, of course, blah, blah, blah. I'm not giving you any kind of legal advice, but basically, ideas are not copyrightable. Okay, but the expression of the ideas are copyrightable. So you cannot just read somebody else's script. Like, let's say someone has a script about sitting on the beach, and that's and a series of visualizations and suggestions for relaxation. Now, guess what? They don't own the idea of sitting on a beach. You could also write a script that's based on sitting on the beach and relaxing, but you wouldn't use the same wording. You want to make it your own. Heck, you know, you could probably make it better. So content should be original. If you want to use somebody else's induction, for example, I might get someone who says, I would like to do some CDs. I want to use your script for the induction. And I will say, that's fine. Or work out some kind of deal where they could do that. And then on the actual product, like the case CD, it would say, hypnotic induction used with permission of Cal Banyan, copyrighted by Cal Banyan, all rights reserved. So you can use stuff with permission. And a lot of hypnotists and professionals in hypnotism are real happy to allow you to use their work if you will appropriately cite it. Okay. So, it should be original. If it's not original, the next best thing is to get permission. Do not use somebody else's work and call it your own. Okay. Good topics are things like stop smoking, lose weight, relaxation, sports improvement, going to sleep at night, and so on. This is all wonderful topics. If you have a specialty, let's say you are a specialist in golf, you know, and you help a lot of golfers, then maybe you could set up a series of CDs on hypnosis for golfers. I know that'd be great. If you can write, you know, if you're a pretty good writer, you can write books, reports, and scripts. Hypnosis scripts are always, always in popular demand, and they're the best because they're just a little short project. It's easy to write up a series of scripts and market them through your website or even get them published. For example, we publish a number of different items audio, video, and written materials through our publishing company, Banyan Publishing. God, surprised we called it Banyan Publishing, huh? Even my wife likes that name, Banyan Publishing. So, and since she does most of the work around here, it was easy to get her to agree to that name. Okay, so we do publishing for other people. For example, you could give a talk on a related subject to hypnosis, and record it in audio. Or you could have it videotaped like we did for Ron Esslinger's pain management course, Hypnoanesthesia for Pain Management, and Kathleen Scottmeyer's Hypnosis for Children course. We invited these two respected professionals to our school. We then had a professional videographer come in, and we also held a class, and then these two teachers conducted the class, and guess what? There's tons of people out there that wish they could have been there at the class. And now they can get video recordings of it. So if you've got a course that you teach, you can audio tape it or videotape it. You can publish it, or you can submit it for publishing to someone like us at the Banyan Publishing Office. Okay, so you could get started, and you can start creating products right away. Now, let me talk about the other thing, because I only have about 10 minutes left scheduled for this podcast. Speaking of giving talks on a particular hypnosis-related subject, another name for that is what? Teaching. The other thing that you can do is to start teaching. So the two important things are, one, products. Number two, teaching. So here's what I suggest you do. If you're a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, and gosh, I bet you either are or you're thinking about becoming one, when you decide to study hypnotism and get certified, I hope you will select a teacher or a school that will also teach you how to teach your clients or classes full of students self-hypnosis. Every hypnotist should be able to do that. Okay. When you train to become a CI or CFI, you can also do more kinds of training. So far I've mentioned, gosh, you know, next week, next month, you could schedule a self-hypnosis course. And you can immediately do two things. Increase your income by the course, and you could record it, and you could have a product. After you've taught some self-hypnosis courses, you see how well that's worked out. Once you've got enough experience in the profession and you've built up sufficient skill, I suggest you look into becoming a CI or a CFI. CI is a National Guild of Hypnotists designation for Certified Instructor. CFI stands for Certified Professional Hypnotherapy Instructor, which is our designation for the Banyan graduates. Our grads can go on to become a certified professional hypnotherapy instructor after they have had enough experience to qualify. They are then able to teach our NGH-approved hypnotherapy certification course, including 5-PATH and 7-PATH self-hypnosis, so that they can teach their clients and classrooms full of students self-hypnosis. Now let's look at this idea of becoming a trainer of hypnotherapists. This is a hugely profitable, exciting, fun, and satisfying thing to do. But I don't have time to go into all of it. Let me talk a little bit about the money potential. Minimum tuition that we like, I'm just going to talk about our CFI program because I can't speak on behalf of the NGH. But the minimum tuition we suggest that our CFIs charge, and they can charge more than this, but we recommend they don't charge less than $1,295, about $1,300. And if they then sell some products along with their courses, like we offer the opportunity to do for our CFIs, we have lots and lots of excellent hypnosis training products that our students like to buy. And typically one of our students might purchase, you know, $500-$600 worth of products in the course, and some will pick up many more dollars than that. Let's say that that CFI had a class of just 20 students or two classes of 10 students during the year, just 20 students. If you look at that combined, the $1,300 for the course and $200 retail profit on average for each student, that's about $1,500 a student. Remember, this is working at the low end of the scale and being conservative. If you trained only 20 students at your office or center during that year, that is an extra $30,000 for your practice. It is typically a 100-hour course. An accelerated version of that might be 10 days. If you did it in one class, that'd be $30,000 in 10 days. If you did it in two classes, then you will have worked 20 days and made $30,000. So becoming a CI or CFI is a tremendously profitable, exciting, fun, and satisfying thing to do. So you can also offer advanced training. When you have the experience and have something to offer, for example, let's say you have an interest in sports or working with children. Both of these are great topics for an advanced training program or workshop. It'd be easy to, if you have a good quality program put together, to have people come from all over the United States, even around the world, to come and take that course from you. And what did I say before? If you can talk about it, then you can record it either on audio or videotape, and you have a product. Okay, good. Well, I'm looking at my watch. I'm trying to stick to my 20 minutes. And I just want to say that I hope you found this useful. When you add products and training to your business, it instantly becomes more fun, interesting, and satisfying to be in the business of what? Of hypnotism. It becomes something you really look forward to. Now, let me ask you something. You see, one of the great things about products is products can sell 24 hours a day. You see, you can only see clients maybe 20, 30, or 40 hours a week. And if you take a weekend off, like I hope you do, okay, you're not making any money. If you take a week off or vacation, you're not making any money. But if you've created products, then guess what? You can make money and do everybody a service 24 hours a day. Training's also a great way to increase the profitability of your practice, like I mentioned before, while at the same time making it more fun and being very satisfying. Okay, it's wonderful to know that people that you will never know personally are benefiting because you made a product available or because you trained someone else in our profession. I know, because I have that feeling all the time. People are purchasing our products either to hypnotize themselves or to become hypnotherapists or to get special advanced training like through our Week of Power, which is also available through a DVD course, a condensed version of it. And I will be at the convention and people will come to me, thank you so much for your book. Thank you so much for your CD, your DVD, or I want to tell you that your graduate, you know, saved my life, or whatever it is. Right now, while I'm sitting here talking to you, someone out there is benefiting from a book, a script, a CD, a DVD, or a course that I've given. It's wonderful, and it's a great feeling, and you can have it too. Okay, that's it for now. I'm going to wrap it up. I hope you'll come back for more. I'm really going to give you some nuggets that you can walk away from each listening, and I want to pack enough information to each listening that you got to listen to it two or three times to get it all. I hope you'll also visit our websites, like I said before, and you'll learn all about our upcoming trainings and all that kind of good stuff. For example, our NGH Hypnotherapy Certification Training with 5-Path and 7-Path, and our Week of Power at the NGH Convention, and also once or twice a year at our center. Contact me if you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like me to cover. My email is calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com or call our office at 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380. Until next time, it's Cal Banion signing off. Until next time, over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.